from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Everybody's gonna pay.
Sean Payton has ripped the Band-Aid off. Our eyes didn't lie as we watch the Denver Broncos in their first two preseason games. Bo Nix has been named the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Right before the show started, everybody got that push alert. Bo Nix, QB1 in Denver for the Broncos.
I mean, are we really surprised at all here, even though Sean Payton said 2 days ago, I'm not in a hurry to name a number one. It's like, I don't understand why coach speak is this. Mm-hmm. It's all so very dumb. Yeah. College football, I get it in the sense of, like, you want to hold on because of the transfer portal and you have to lie through your teeth and string some kid out and be basically a terrible human for the betterment of your program.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, it's merit. Everyone knows it. And if you try to start a quarterback that's not him, you're going to have a mutiny. So just if the entire camp is saying it's Bo. We all know. So just move on, man. We don't know. And so you came to this conclusion 48 hours later?
I think there was a want to protect your rookie quarterback because, look, I am on team, if you can, sit a guy.
Yeah, sure.
If you can. But what we all saw, and I think Sean Payton wanted to live that life and was hoping that would be the approach that they could take with Bo Nix is, all right, we already got a guy who's ahead of the curve, who's seen more snaps in college than any other guy who's ever played before. Quite literally, the most starts in college football history heading into his NFL career. And now he was sitting there going, all right, he's ahead of the curve. If we can save him for as long as we can, that is going to do nothing but benefit Bo Nix in the future. But then we all watched preseason game number one where no quarterbacks got sacked. Guys took care of the ball pretty well. And then game two, you had Stidham with a sack and a pick. Zach Wilson holds on to the ball too long, gets sacked a couple of times. Nix goes 8 for 9, 80 yards, and no sacks, no interceptions. Makes it pretty hard to sit there and say, yeah, no, we still have a really tight competition when the rookie is the guy who has looked the best for you in when everybody is able to watch it and everybody's able to see it.
And from the protecting the rookie standpoint, we've talked about this a lot over the last week or so. If you can't physically protect him, as in your offensive line is terrible,
yeah,
then yeah, don't play him. Pay the other guy the 1-year contract. I hate to say this, but like pay the tackling dummy and get through the year and then improve your offensive line and go from there.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yes, 100%, because you don't want Drake May to die back there and get David Card. Yeah, we've seen it. Peyton Manning is the only quarterback maybe ever in the modern era to throw a crap ton of picks and get absolutely smoked in the pocket for an entire season and be a productive quarterback, let alone
great. Joe Burrow would be the other one.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, but I mean, his offensive line was so bad, his ACL went beep, gone. So that it's really hard to do. And we saw like with guys like Bryce Young, where more and more has been coming out over the dysfunction in Carolina last year,
mm-hmm,
with that coaching staff. Apparently there were 4 or 5 different coaches on the offensive side of the ball that had an opinion of how their offense would be run, and all of them tried to get into his ear. And so this year, like, job number one for Dave Canales as the head coach, that is his thing, is he has gotten and squeezed the most out of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. See Baker Mayfield last year when they were in Tampa together. He is just number one all camp long is I don't care what happens. I just want to build a bond, build a rapport, know that there are two voices that he needs to hear. It is mine and his quarterback's coach, and it's been nothing but relationships. And then at that point, they'll be like, we'll see if he can actually play in the NFL or not. But it was you had an awful roster, no weapons around you, zero protection, and a bunch of voices all thinking they knew what they should do offensively, and none of them were on the same page. That's a recipe for disaster for a guy.
There's also...
they still need to figure out if he can play, though.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was one of the like the top rating services. Might have been PFF. Might have been the NFL Next Gen Analytics, the NFL Plus, the new one that had a write up that in the 104 year history of football, Bryce Young was the least productive rookie quarterback ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why.
Like it was just like oh, but I mean like in that same token, as much as want to protect a guy now. Bryce Young is not playing at all in the preseason.
Because it's exactly what I just said. They don't want anything to be out there because they don't want to build a controversy. It's all about relationship, rapport, and then we're going to see if you play. But first, we need to clear out all of the mess that was between his ears, and then we're going to go out and we'll see. Apparently that mess is taking a very long time to get them to the point where they're going to roll them out for the preseason. But we're seeing all of these franchises are handling quarterback situations in a bizarre way, right? You have whatever's going on in Carolina. You have down in Atlanta where Penix plays one preseason game. He gets hit. They're shelving him for the final two preseason games. This is a guy that's going to be your backup. And the working theory amongst people who cover the NFL is that Atlanta doesn't want to create a quarterback controversy if Michael Penix Jr. plays really well and they got Kirk Cousins there.
Because they paid, again, the whole point of the ownership.
Yeah.
Ownership paid $100 million for this quarterback and the GM went, but I don't want that. I'm going to draft Michael Penix.
And then you also had Raheem Morris with the, he got hit and, he got dinged. And then it was like, well, I mean, he's still going to practice. But it's like, well, we know he has a history of getting injured. Mm-hmm. They probably just want to minimize that as well. Use this year, just recover your body. We're going to use it as a redshirt year, essentially, for you. And then we'll see what you got moving forward after we see what we have with Kirk Cousins. You have the quarterback situation in New England right now, which is, Jacoby Brissett. All of a sudden, Drake May shows a flash in a preseason game, and now Gerard Mayo is like, well, it's still a competition. Well, which one is it? There's a lot of, if you got two, you got none situations going on. You've got hiding your quarterback in Carolina. You got hiding your backup in Atlanta. It's a really weird time. And so it's refreshing to see Sean Payton do what most coaches that we've known to do, go the old school way and say, all right, we're drawing that line in the sand. Bo Nix is our starter. He will get the ball week one in Seattle, going up to Seattle to play the Seahawks. So you'll be able to hear Bo Nix's debut right here on the Fan. Huh?
That city hasn't been kind to him.
Nope. Hasn't. Didn't go well last year when he went up there. Nope.
Probably won't be as loud.
I think it will be. Lumen gets
don't get me wrong. It gets loud, but it's also it's the Broncos.
It's the Broncos and the Seahawks.
And then there's no Russ there. But if Russ was there, I mean,
now we're talking.
You'd be loud.
Now we're talking.
We're not talking about like the most heated rivalry anymore.
He is the first rookie to start the regular season for the Denver Broncos since John Elway in 1983.
Really?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They didn't have
Jake Plummer didn't because I think who did they have? Was it Billy Joe Hobert? Was that who was there before him?
I was who's the massive kid they drafted like 6-7 years ago?
Paxton Lynch. No.
But he didn't start?
No, because that was the whole thing is they're like, ah, we gotta start him. And then they're like, you don't wanna see it. You don't wanna see it. And then they finally got their wish and they were like, oh well, yeah, you're right. Don't want to see that one.
Yeah, I thought they did for some reason, because I remember going very badly. I just thought that was going to start, I guess.
Yeah, he's the first Denver rookie to start the regular season opener since John Elway in 1983.
Jake Plummer after Brian Griese?
He was after Griese?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Griese and Steve Berline.
Oh,
my God. I don't even remember Berline as a Bronco.
Who was the starter right after John Elway?
John Elway, you had Bubby Brister.
It was Bubby Brister.
But Brian Griese took over the next year.
Okay.
Bubby Brister started 4 games in 98 when Elway was still there.
Okay.
But then in 1999, Griese got 13 starts and Chris Miller with 3 starts.
I saw a video of Elway playing at the BMW Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
He was warming up. Oof. Age got him.
Tough living.
He looks old now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you look at like a Montana or a Young they're around the same age, they're aging. But Elway lived a good life, is what I'll say.
Yeah,
you can tell his John Daly is catching up with him.
Having fun, dude.
I mean, yeah, this is not a shot. I just looked at him. I was like, who the hell is that? They're like, that's John Elway. I was like, what?
You think that? Were you also thinking of Brock Osweiler from Arizona State?
Yes,
because they drafted two very tall quarterbacks.
Yeah. Because Elway loved big quarterbacks.
Yeah, they were both like, 6'7", 6'8"?
Yeah, they're both monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, big, tall dudes. Brock Osweiler had a scholarship offer to play basketball at Gonzaga. People forget that.
When Gonzaga was still on their way up.
Yeah, on the way up. But we also have now three of the 4 AFC West quarterbacks that are starters, former Pac-12 guys.
Mm.
2 of them... Oregon Ducks. Just turns out the best one of all of them went to Texas Tech, played in the Big 12, and that's Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
But now you have both 2 times a year, you said this, we're guaranteed to see 2 times a year Bo Nix and Justin Herbert on our local television when the Broncos and the Chargers play each other. And they both are kind of going through the same situation right now where I think Denver is in a better spot. Denver kind of feels like they are at a wide receiver position. I'm just speaking from wide receiver position. They're in the same spot as Green Bay, but to a lesser degree almost. They don't have a number one, but they've got a lot of solid dudes that we've seen. Cortland Sutton is good. Tim Patrick, if he stays healthy, is good. Marvin Mims Jr. is a speed threat. He is a guy that will get open. Don't I guess? That is true.
I know. I mean, but as far as how good they are. We went through this last year, and
they're solid. But they're... Well, Tim Patrick got hurt.
If you're relying on Tim Patrick to be... To kind of hold things together.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is they don't have a number one. They have a lot of solid guys. They don't have...
Yeah.
The guy.
I don't think any of those guys is even a number two. I think you've got
I think Cortland Sutton he was a 2 that they paid to be a number one and they said, that ain't it.
Yeah.
And Tim Patrick is a 2.
Patrick was the Achilles last year, wasn't it?
I
think he was.
Sounds about right.
Which again.
Sounds right.
That happens, I'm always like,
looking okay. Looking okay. Isn't that weird, Achilles? Is almost like an ACL was, where we used to think, that's it, you're done. Never going to be the same guy again.
The treatment for it over the last like 7-8 years is skyrocketing.
It's wild.
Kobe was really the last
Kobe
Achilles guy that had like real setbacks for his career and how they played and how they played going forward.
He was after Wes Matthews, right?
Yep, and after Elton Brand. Yeah. I mean, KD's had his and he's been fine.
He's still the Slim Reaper.
So, like, it's weird.
Science, man. Yeah. Science. How about that? Well, Denver's got their guy, but what history will tell us that this is not conclusive that they found their guy for the future, because they've had 13 starting quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
God, just since Manning. And how many since Elway? 30?
That's another fun game we can play if you want.
11-y. They've had 11-y since Elway.
Yeesh.
I mean, they've gone through it. And like, we give the Browns, because the Browns jersey is like ingrained in our brain. The Bears and the Broncos also have a ridiculously long list of guys that have started at quarterback for them, yet we don't think of them nearly in the same vein as we did the Cleveland Browns. 13 since Manning.
Peyton wasn't that long ago.
No, he just got in as a first ballot Hall of Famer a year ago. So it's been six years. Hadn't been that long.
More than two quarterbacks a year.
2015.
2015 was his last year. So he got, God, he got in the Hall of Fame that long ago? Holy balls.
Jeez.
Well, I guess his last, then it would have been 2016 would have been his first year out. So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21. So he got in 21, 3 years ago.
It's COVID time. It all blends together.
Also, Bo Nix, I saw this via ESPN Stats and Info. He is not even in the top five of oldest rookies to start a game. Because Bo is in college forever. He is actually...
Didn't you play against Bo?
No.
I saw somebody, I saw a tweet today that I can't believe Bo Nix is looked at now as the safe quarterback. I have to wonder what Auburn Bo Nix would tell Denver Bo Nix. Because remember, Auburn Bo Nix was not a safe quarterback. That was the problem.
No.
It was, the ball was everywhere.
Look, there's a lot of people that make that was it more of what Oregon did for Bo Nix, or is it more of a how Auburn let Bo Nix down? Mm-hmm. And I think both of those things are totally true. I think Kenny Dillingham in the reset of finally being reunited with a coordinator, because that was the thing with Bo, is that he had a new offensive coordinator every single year. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back, he finally has Dillingham for his second year, and Will Stein, when he came in for that final year, tried to make it as similar as he possibly could to what Kenny Dillingham ran. And weird, Bo thrived with the play callers. But now, like, I think Oregon benefited Bo Nix tremendously on that reset and just a fresh start and what it meant for him. I also think Auburn let him down and expectations were far too high on Bo Nix heading into his career.
And I mean, it's the SEC when you start as a true freshman.
And true freshman, it was a big game against Oregon. He let him down for a win at the end of that game. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Justin Herbert sent one in like the fifth row on the potential game-winning throw in the back of the end zone. But Bo Nix had that game-winning drive, right? And everybody's like, nope, he's the guy, national championship. And then the turnover just kept hitting over and over and over again. And that stunted his growth. I think Oregon, what it meant to buoy him up, and then the letdown of Auburn, both of those things are 100% true with Bo Nix and his development. But he is now, he will be the sixth oldest quarterback to start an NFL game. He'll be 24 years and 195 days old. Oh, no, he's going to be fifth. He's going to take Ryan Tannehill out of the top five.
Oh, there you go.
Ryan Tannehill was 24 years and 44 days. Mm. Ahead of Bo will be Ray Nagel in 1953 for the Chicago Bears.
He came out of the steel factory.
Something tells me that he was, like, fighting in a war.
Yeah, probably.
You know? And then he got out, and he was, like, bumming around working in a factory. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know, I'm going to give this football thing a try.
Had an open tryout.
Bet you I can throw this football over them there mountains.
And the Bears' illustrious heritage of quarterbacks, he was able to slide right in and
he
play.
Completed a pass. That's what happened.
He was 26 years and 132 days. Roger Staubach of the Dallas Cowboys in 1969. He went to Navy, remember?
Yep.
So he did the Navy thing.
I can't remember if he did three or four back then.
He was 27 years and 228 days.
Probably four.
And then we get into the minor league baseball players turned quarterbacks.
Mm.
Chris Winkie.
Oklahoma State's Chris Winkie for the Cleveland Browns, 28 years, 331 days.
Staying
Oklahoma
here?
State?
Oklahoma State.
Why did I think he was a Florida?
No, Brandon Whedon. Okay. You're thinking of Brandon. You said Chris Winkie. It's Brandon Whedon, Oklahoma State.
Okay.
And then the oldest is Chris Winkie of Florida State.
There we go.
Who played for the Carolina Panthers. 29 years, 40 days.
Damn near 30.
That is old.
That's wild. Yeah.
To make your first start as a rookie.
As a rookie.
Yeah.
So Bo Nix, make top five.
He's going to be old for a rookie.
You could say Bo Nix, top five quarterback of all time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.